Wee! That was a little bit too close for comfort. Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Barn Hoops Podcast Reaction Edition. Auburn takes down Texas 87-82 in a game that was a lot closer than you would have liked it to have been. Auburn kind of wilts a little bit late, which is something that is uncharacteristic. And we're going to talk about all those things. Lose your composure a little bit, but at the end of the day, on the road in the SEC, you just got to win. And Auburn does that late, hits some clutch free throws, and pulls it out. We'll dive all into that in just a second. But before we do that, we got to give a shout out to mybookie.ag. Use coupon code NEXTROUND for a 50% deposit bonus. Give them $100. They're going to give you $50 back on top of it and free play to have fun with. You can bet any college basketball game you can imagine. You can go to the casino with it and have fun with all their table games, all their whatever. A lot of stuff in the casino to have fun with. Definitely show them some love. Check them out. It's mybookie.ag. So Auburn improves to 2-0 in conference play as they go on the road to Texas. They talked about this ad nauseum. It's like the first time Auburn's played Texas in like 60 years or 70 years, something crazy. And finally, Auburn goes to Austin. I don't think there's many times in history where you can look that Auburn goes to Austin to do anything. So I think there was a lot of folks, a lot of Auburn area folks from Austin that were pumped up that Auburn was coming to play, obviously, and the basketball team on top of that, which obviously always draws really good crowds. There were times where you could really hear them too in the stadium. So especially there at the end, whenever we were hitting big free throws, you could hear the crowd. You could hear the Auburn crowd there. So that's obviously really cool. So Auburn started out hot, just like they always do. Started out hot, and you feel like, okay, it's another one of these. It's going to be another one of these where it's a double-digit win, and you're going to put them away, and it's not really going to be a game. And it sort of played out that way for the vast majority of the game. You're up by 12 at half. You don't really feel like you're being tested that much at all. You're playing really good defense. I mean, Texas only scored 27 points in the first half. Just shutting them down, frustrating them, turning them over, doing what you got to do that you do when you go on the road. You assert your dominance, and you get in there, you handle business, and then you get out of there. And that's what Auburn did. Miles Kelly was insane in the first half. 3 for 3. He was insane the whole game, but 3 for 3 from deep. And he was shooting some from the parking lot. He had the green light. He was seeing the basket. He was seeing that thing was looking big to him, and he was filling it up. And that's, you know, we're wanting to see Miles as he gets more healthy, get more looks. And he was a lot more aggressive last night, and it yielded, obviously, a really big first half and a really big game for him, one of his better games at Auburn. So just everything sort of going the right way. You're handling business. You're protecting the ball. I think you only had 4 turnovers in the first half. You shot 50% from 3, 50% from the field, hit 6 threes in the first half. You made 16 shots on 9 assists. I mean, I'm sorry, that may be for the game. Regardless, you're playing really, really good in the first half. You're doing everything that you got to do to put this team away. You only had 1 free throw. You made it. So all the boxes that you check as far as what you're looking for from an Auburn basketball team, you're doing that in the first half. The second half starts off a little bit of the same. The second half starts off, Auburn goes on another run, and with 13 minutes to go, they had extended the lead all the way to 21 points. So you're cruising from there. You're just like, okay, we're cruising. It's all good. We're going to get out of here with a big double-digit victory. We're going to cover the spread. Going to look good on all the analytics, going to look good on everything. We're solid. We're good to go. But there's a little situation, and this was sort of a theme late that's a little bit concerning that needs to be addressed, because it's sort of becoming a brand, I guess. And we'll talk about that in just a second. But Miles Kelly gets a hook and hold technical. How many times do we hear hook and hold last night? That seems to be a emphasis this year, is the hook and hold technical is something that they really got their eyes on, where essentially you hook somebody with your arm and you sometimes throw them to the ground, sometimes do whatever, getting your arms hooked and then pulling the guy at all in any direction. We benefited from one a little bit later as well. And it was coincidentally, it was Miles Kelly. But regardless, Miles Kelly gets a hook and hold technical. Okay. And they had just scored. So they score. Miles Kelly gets the hook and hold. They hit two free throws. Then they get the ball back. Then they hit another shot. So that's a 6-point swing right there. Then they get a stop on the other end. Then they score again. So all of a sudden, your lead goes from 21 to 13 in the matter of seconds. Okay. You're not even really under 30 seconds. Now your lead's almost cut in half. And then it seemed like, you know, thing after thing started to kind of go wrong. And this game got mega tight all the way up until, I mean, they got it all the way down to 5 points at one point in time, right there at the end of the game. The score at the end of the game was 5 points, but it got down to five with, you know, two and a half, three minutes left. And you're thinking, dang, if something goes wrong here, they could tie this thing up or take the lead really easily. Now, Auburn obviously hit some big free throws down the stretch, make some plays down the stretch. And Jani Broome had a big jump shot that was crucial. A lot of things Auburn did down the stretch. Obviously, when you had to get it done, they got it done. So, quick players of the game. I mean, just look at obviously you got Jani Broome, who had 20 points, 12 rebounds, double double. You had Miles Kelly, who we talked about. He was 4 of 6 from deep, 18 points, shot 50% from the field. Chad Baker-Mazzara had a big game, 4 of 8 from the field, 16 points. Tahad had a big game, but he got in foul trouble again, and he got 2 fouls in the first half pretty quickly. So he only got to play, you know, 17 minutes. And obviously we want to see those minutes go up, but he really didn't get that opportunity. So you had your guys perform the way you needed them to perform to blow this team out. But then they had guys like Arthur Kaluma, who goes and scores 34 points, shoots 5 of 6 from three. And we'll talk about that as well a little bit more in depth in just a minute. But the thing that was concerning that I felt like, okay, and this is sort of a brand for this team, and it's been – and you take it back to last year, okay? This team, when the highs are high, this team is as good as it gets, okay? When the highs are high, this team is as good as it gets. They play off emotion. They play with swagger. They frustrate you. They turn you over. They make you do things uncharacteristically, okay? That's, I think, been the calling card of Auburn over the last two seasons. We'll get in your face. We'll score. We'll let you know about it. And then we're going to frustrate you to no end on the defensive side of the ball. We're aggressive. So sometimes we play, there's a lot of contact. And if you got the right set of I guess, officials, or the game flow is okay to where it's not getting super chippy, they let a lot of things go. And if that's the case, it benefits Auburn big time. But when the whistles start blowing, justifiably or not, and things a little bit go south, this team has a tendency at times to lose some composure, okay? And you saw it, obviously, you can go back to the NCAA tournament. You can go back, you can point to multiple times to where Auburn gets in those situations. And when things go south, as equally as good as it can be when it's going good, it can go the other way as well. Because for whatever reason, we lose our composure a little bit. And what I mean by that, I mean, like, you do uncharacteristic things, like turn the ball over on an inbound from the opposite side of the court. Auburn doesn't do that. That's not a thing that Auburn does. especially in crunch time. That's just not really a thing that we do. Jani Broome, look, I know that there's a lot of takes on the technical foul late, but it could have cost us the game. And honestly, if that tech doesn't get called, Auburn probably wins by 10-plus points. Late in the game, late in the shot clock. Oh, here another thing that's uncharacteristic, and I'll go back to this, not knowing what the shot clock is, not like having situations to where you're unaware of what the clock is. That happened, which typically doesn't happen. But going back to the technical foul, Jani Broome has the ball late in the shot clock again. Offense getting a little bit bogged down, get it to Jani, and he's got it late in the shot clock, and he's way away from the basket. And he admittedly, he gets hit in the face. He gets hit in the face. It's clear as night and day. It's as clear as you can possibly be that he gets hit in the face. The ref doesn't call – and the ref's right there on top of him. The ref does not call the whistle – does not blow the whistle. So he throws up a jump shot at the buzzer, basically, and makes it. And it's an incredible shot. Like, it'll go – it probably won't go unforgotten because of the technical foul. But then he gets in the ref's face. You get in the ref's face to tell him you missed a call. You can't do that. You can't do that in the first half, much less when you're reeling a little bit and Texas has some momentum. He tees him up. And in my opinion, it was warranted. You don't get to – just because the referee – he probably shouldn't have because he missed the call, but you don't get to just because you missed a call – because a call was missed, you don't get to just, I guess, emotion. You don't get the ability to just emotionally react. You don't get a get out of jail free card to get in the referee's face. You don't get that. And so he did that. This is a leader. This is a guy that's been here, played basketball for 5 years. He gets a tech. So that turns around and turns into a 4-point swing. So you had a 10-point lead. Now it's down to a 6-point lead. When it should not have been that. It should have been you're playing to extend a 10-point lead late in the game. Stuff like that, you can see it, and it's fun when things are going right, but you know that it can turn at any point in time. And it can, you know, in a game where, hey, look, Texas is a good team, but they shouldn't be on the same – It shouldn't be a 5-point game with Texas, even if it's on the road. So imagine if that's a little bit better team. What happens? Got to keep your composure. You got to keep your composure. You got to play within yourself. And I know that maybe the emotion is the strength and weakness of this team. Maybe the emotion, if the emotions are everything's going in a good direction, they're unbeatable. But if things start to go south, you got to be able to reel it in. And this team sometimes seems to have a hard time doing that, I think, especially when it's things that are, I guess, out of their control, or you're getting frustrated. Guys are hitting crazy shots. I mean, Arthur Kaluma was throwing up prayers and they were going in. He's a great player. Don't get me wrong. But like, I mean, they made 26 shots on 6 assists. I mean, it was literally just chunked the ball up and it was going in. He scored 34 points. He went 5 of 6 from 3. Stuff like that happens when you're on the road and these guys are playing in their home environment and they're playing against number 2. But man, you got to be able to hang in there and not lose it. And I felt like last night we lost it a little bit. So the good news is you came out with a win. The good news is you lost your composure a little bit, but you still figured out a way to win in the end. Jani Broome hits 2 big free throws late that you had to have. It got to the point where there was no option. You had to make your free throws, and I think Auburn was pretty solid down the stretch as far as shooting from the line, 21 of 25 overall. So that's 85%, and I would say most of those misses came in the first half. Definitely didn't come late. I think Denver missed one, but for the most part, when you had to hit your free throws, you stepped up there and did it. Chad Baker, dadgummit, the streak is over. He finally missed a free throw. I think he made 51 straight, and he finally missed a free throw after he got kind of banged up. So I don't think he should count it, but you could see he knew the streak was over. But yeah, you go into a road environment, and in the SEC, was 2-3. Road teams were 2-3 last night. So it's tough to win on the road. You saw the number one team in the country, in quotation marks, the AP number one team in the country, get absolutely stroked, absolutely dominated. I didn't watch most of the game, but then I turned it on with 7 minutes and 38 seconds to go in the second half. Second half, Tennessee had 27 points. I think they made 12 shots, maybe for the whole game, something like that, something crazy. It was wild. It was insane how poorly they played on the road. Now, Florida's really good, so it's not like they played a scrub and lost. They played a really good team and lost on the road. But it just goes to show you that your ranking doesn't really matter when you go on the road. They're tough. They're tough games, and Auburn's now 2-0 with a road win, with another quad one win. Auburn's 7-1 now in quad one wins. So now Texas is going to have some work to do to kind of stay in that that ranking, that net ranking, to where Auburn needs them to be for it to remain a quad one win. And they're about to go on a tough stretch of playing some of the best teams in the conference. So we'll see how that ranking actually holds up. But again, when you go on the road, man, just come out with a win. And we'll talk to Zepp and talk about how tough it is to play in road environments, and what is it about road environments that make other teams be able to perform. Just think about Duke. You had the guy who comes off the bench and hits six threes in the first half, and he's averaging like 8 points a game, even with that game where he hits six threes in the first half. What is it about guys like that just come in on at a home game when you're on the road and just go off, and how frustrating that can be, because you feel like you're playing good defense and they're still making crazy shots. So we'll see what happens. Obviously, Auburn travels, I think, to South Carolina this weekend, and we'll see. Should be heavy favorites, but you got a good chance now. You got a good chance now with Tennessee's loss that you could slide into that AP number one spot if you can come out with a victory this weekend at 12 o'clock, high noon. At Central Standard Time, you get to go to Columbia and see if you can knock off the Gamecocks, who are, you know, they're scrappy. They're always going to be a scrappy team, but they haven't really had that big win. They got beat pretty badly Saturday, 35 points by Mississippi State. So it was on the road. It was on the road, but they play Alabama tonight. They'll probably take one on the chin. Tonight, even though they're at home, and then obviously they'll get Auburn. So they'll play number five and number two back to back. So that's kind of tough. So we'll see what happens. Regardless, you come out with a dub, Auburn's 2-0 in SEC play, and we keep on trucking, baby. We got two down, 16 to go. Two down, 16 to go as we march towards tournament season. So, guys, appreciate it. Thanks for listening. It's another episode of the Barn Hoops Podcast.